Okay, we're live on the air. This is RBCP. And with me is Carlito. Hey, Carlito.
Ah, boner.
Yay, Carlito.
Hey.
And, Carlito, it's completely Carlito's fault that we didn't make it in time. I wanted to do Happy New Year's for the Central Time Zone people, and you screwed it all up by being a little late.
We still got Mountain, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Hold on, I gotta find something here. Ah, this. It's the only Auld Lang Syne whatever song I have. So this is for Central Time Zone, and I guess since we missed Central, this is for East Coast people too. I was gonna say fuck you, East Coast people, but here we're gonna play a little bit of this for the New Year's Eve prank show. All right, that's enough of that. Let's make pranks. So is this my show or your show or?
Our show.
Okay.
Can I make an announcement? I can't do a show Thursday because I got something going on Thursday night.
Ah, that sucks.
I'm going to be in a hotel room with a girl, so I won't be here.
With a 16-year-old? Like Jen?
No, like Jen. No. No, she's
are you gonna
just
bring
turned 18.
Archery kit to the...
She turns 18 on Wednesday, so...
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right.
It's cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Man, I had an announcement. Now I can't remember it because I'm all thrown off by you being late.
The phone show's back. Yes.
No. Clap. No.
Oh.
Fuck that shit.
That would be nice.
Linuxisgarbage.com. I'm trolling Linux users, and it's really easy because they take their operating system like way too seriously.
Oh my god, I know, right? And the Simpsons thing, where you're looking for people. I am too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That was my announcement. Everyone needs to get on their iPhones and iPads. Linux users won't be able to do it because Linux users would never use an iPhone or an iPad. Hold on, I gotta make sure this doesn't turn into music.
La 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 la.
There's your music.
The train game music.
Yeah. Yeah, so everyone get on the App Store, download Simpsons
tapped out,
yeah, and add me and Carlito. My name is RBCP and Carlito is Carlitas hyphen X. That's a good way to make things easy, put hyphens all over the place.
I know, yeah, it's in Carlitas instead of OSUS.
I'm surprised your domain name isn't like madhouse hyphen live hyphen
yeah
dot
like
org.
Blue Planet prank call .info.com. Something, yeah, or 98.6demouth.com. That was always fun. People used to get mad at that.
We need to pay our respects to KDK because this show is happening because of Dr. Phil, who's a KDK listener, and he's asking me he emailed me and said, "Are you going to do a show tonight?" Just out of nowhere, and I didn't. Yeah. Why would I pay respects to KDK? Because this is
why.
I'm sorry.
He doesn't respect us. Dr. Phil's an awesome guy. Hey, Doctor, if you're listening to Dr. Phil, what's up, man? I haven't talked to him in a while. What's up, Dr. Phil?
Weird. I met him completely outside of Madhouse or KDK or anything. Mm-hmm. I went into the E-Bombs Tiny Chat and started hanging out in there like earlier this year, and I met Dr. Phil, and then all of a sudden I see him in KDK's room, and that was weird.
What the fuck? I knew that guy. That's cool. If I can drop a plug real quick, I'm still waiting for an Ingress invite. Any Android players, any Android people that got Ingress, I could use an invite. Hit me up. That's all.
What is Ingress?
I don't know how to explain it. It's like Google's trying to outsource. They're trying to crowdsource some fine tuning of their mapping thing. So they made up this game where you go around with your Android tablet or phone with GPS on, and in the real world there's like little nodes and stuff, and you can be on one faction or the other. And
I've played a thing like that.
It's kind of like capture the flag in the real world, but like in a secret real world. It's kind of
I played, it was a stupid little iPhone game. It's something about robot Dokobot or something, and you went around to all these areas of your town and you collected batteries. And it was pretty neat. And then have you heard about the one that's like, it's kind of like an exercise type game. You have to run around your city and all these zombies are chasing you on your screen, so you have to keep an eye on your screen. I think that's...
I heard about that. I heard about that. Yeah, but I'm too fat for that.
Yeah, I've never played that because fuck running, but that sounds amazing.
Right? Yeah, that's when that Wii came out. I was like, fuck that shit. I want to sit on my ass and play a game. Who wants to play that?
Dr. Phil's in the chat room. He's saying he started listening to KDK around 1996 when KDK invented internet print call radio.
Oh, well, I guess it's true. Wow. Dr. Phil.
On the New Year's show, I remember before we started the show, you said you wanted to prank... you wanted to do convenience store survey pranks because you love those, but you've never actually done one before?
On the Christmas Eve show, yes.
Yeah, we never got around to it because we were having so much fun with Sears.
Yeah. Every one of those was a pickup. Every one of those was pretty good. I think we only had one that didn't pick up.
Unlike the complete garbage I sent to your show days before, the week before.
Yeah, that's fine. Some days it's like that, man. That's cool. Yeah, 7-Eleven works, and I'll see if I can scrounge up some numbers.
I was thinking Louisville, Kentucky sounded hilarious, but they apparently don't have 7-Elevens, but I have a bunch of Circle Ks.
Cow 90s, yeah, that's cool. That works.
I kind of wanted to invite people to call in and just tell us your resolutions, maybe. Is that too gay?
No, it's fine. That's fine. Tell us all your broken promises.
Yeah, the...
yourself.
The number is the old phone show number. I'm in charge tonight. It's 505-796... 4020 or phonelosers.org on Skype.
Okay.
And then we'll hang up on them immediately because fuck putting a lot of... Oh, yeah, that's another thing. I think I might have connection problems tonight. So far it sounds okay, but please let me know somehow if connection issues arise and all.
Yeah, let me... I got a little monitoring tool. If I see a dropout, I'll give you the high sign.
Okay.
All right. I'll make sure I get that on.
I know
right
it was
now.
Choppy earlier when I was testing things, but since then it's been all right.
All right, cool. Well, hopefully it stays. All right, looks good so far. All right.
Ready for our first failure?
Yes, let's fail.
Circle K. How about if I get the customer on the line and then you talk to the customer?
Okay.
Is that okay?
Okay. Sure, that's fine. I got to drink some real quick here.
Man, I have to remember if I know how to. See if I remember how to do this. You know, I really haven't done a show that I've been in charge of since the phone show, really. Since, like, August.
Well, here we are. Return to the phone show.
Yeah, we did Christmas Eve, but that was yours. I was just running the stream. You were running the Skype.
Mm-hmm. Is that how... I don't even remember much of that show. I don't remember much.
They wouldn't shut down Circle K's for New Year's, would they?
No, they're probably pretty busy. That's probably what's going on.
I've worked at a bunch of convenience stores. They never shut down any of them for us.
Mm-mm. Nope. Here. I've found this website. It's like the Craigslist of the UK. But their numbers aren't formatted for international, and I always fuck it up.
Well, I've got 11 cents credit if we want to...
Oh, shit. That's right. You don't have credits like that. Oh, fuck.
Yeah, I might be up for... You know, putting $10 on there and making some UK calls.
Yeah, I got money locked in this account. I can't get it out. Yeah.
Dairy Mart.
Hi, this is Paul from the Dairy Mart corporate office.
Yes?
I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have any customers in there I could speak with?
No, not at the time. It's third shift, and we lock the doors on third shift and work through the drawer.
Oh, motherfucker. God damn it. Shit. Okay.
Cunt.
You don't need to laugh at me, ma'am. I'll put you out of a fucking job.
Excuse me?
You heard me. And don't use that tone of voice with me either, because I'm your boss. I'm basically your boss. I'm your boss's boss. I sign your paycheck. Do you have a paycheck stub with you? Look at the signature on it and see what it says. Goodbye. Happy New Year.
I get direct deposits, so I don't know.
I'm so old, I think the paychecks still arrive that way.
I don't even think, yeah. Most places, either, if you don't get direct deposit, they give you a debit card now. Everyone's like, fuck paper.
She answered Dairy Mart. Like, I guess they changed ownership.
They changed the name. Dairy Mart. That's the place I want to go.
That's what we have here in Albany, Oregon. We have like three or four Dairy Marts.
As you think about
Circle K, third and one line, how may I help you?
Hi, this is Paul from the corporate office. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have any customers there in the store I could speak with?
No, we don't. We just, it's, do 1:30 in the morning.
Well, yeah, duh. Do you lock up at night, or are they allowed to come in?
No, we, I just had customers leave.
Oh, so you do have, I mean, you just had customers in there, but then just a second ago you were talking to me like I'm retarded for asking. It's 1:30 in the fucking morning. Why would we have customers, you fucking idiot? I see how it is.
Oh. I'm
okay,
sorry.
Well, I'll try back then later. Thank you.
He's like, I'm sorry.
All right, maybe I should try, West Coast time zone.
I'm sorry.
Got any ideas for a city?
Yes, I do. Kansas City. What state is that in?
Missouri.
Yeah. It's not Kansas. It's Missouri. That's it.
Well, it's both, isn't it? Doesn't it, like...
Is there a Kansas City, Kansas? I don't know.
Yeah,
my favorite, Kansas City, Missouri. St. Louis, that's a good town, too. It's not even midnight yet there, so they're partying, man.
Yeah, the store should be full.
Yeah, people buying beer probably in that state. Yeah. That's what I would do.
Striking out.
Yeah, I'm going to check that train game, that railroad. What do you do in that game? You just put down railroad stakes?
Oh, yeah, it's amazing. It's...
It's like 2 years old.
You ever played that one that it's like a circuit board and you have to put all the circuits in the right direction to light up the lights?
I had a class like that, yeah.
Well, it's a game like that, but instead of circuits, it's railroad. I guess it's nothing like that, right?
You can do and or circuit.
No, I'm sorry. That was a horrible comparison. It's awesome. It's called Rail Maze. And I was really addicted to it, like worse than The Simpsons, even.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, now they're busy because I paused it.
I hated that class. Electronics. It was fun, but the teacher was an asshole.
Polaris wants us to call some VFW halls. Do they do something?
Oh, yeah, man, they're partying.
Yes, Mark. Richard, can I help you?
Hi, this is Stephen from the corporate office. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could do a survey with?
Pardon?
You heard me?
Yeah, sure.
Hey, is there a customer in there I could speak with?
No, sure, not right now.
Oh, when was the last customer?
About 5 minutes ago.
Okay, bye. This sucks.
Call him back. Call him right back, asking if there's another customer yet. This would be stupid.
You have a customer yet?
Ah, god damn.
The fuck, man.
They know how to get us back.
The automatic second call.
It's weird. 7-Eleven and Circle K does that. You know, with the fax machine.
Gas Mart, Richard, can I help you?
Is there a customer there yet?
No, you're just one pulling up.
Oh, perfect. I'd love to talk to him, because I'm calling from the corporate office. And it's
okay,
a,
then
it's
just
a survey,
a minute, sir.
And they get a free soft drink or hot dog or whatever you have in there.
Just a minute, sir.
Condoms. Okay, thank you.
D.
Sir?
Yes. Who, me or the customer?
Hello?
Yes, hi. Welcome to... I want someone to thank you. Welcome to Gasmart. You're the 1,000th customer of the month. You made it in just right before the New Year's. Did you have any plans? We're going to be picking up any alcohol today?
No.
What did you come in for? Maybe we can get you a deal, get you some free stuff for answering our survey.
I'm actually all right.
You're all right? What did you come in for? Just to come in and talk, or what do you want?
You know, I'm all right. Thank you.
What did you come in for? Would you like a sandwich? A sandwich? We'll give you a sandwich. Oh, come on! I can do something for you. Come on, I'll suck you.
I don't
know
either.
I'm hanging up.
He's loitering, I think.
Oh, okay. Did he go in there to buy weed or something?
We probably just fucked up a drug deal.
Yeah. Should call him back and accuse him of that.
Gasmart, Richard, can I help you?
Oh, hi, this is the corporate office again. I just need to talk to that guy real quick. We just need to do one last thing with him. It's totally legit.
In just a minute, sir.
Okay. Tell him he can't loiter.
Okay. He didn't want to talk, sir.
Okay. You need to tell him that he needs to leave the store. There's no loitering allowed. Since he's not there to buy anything, he needs to be thrown out of the store.
Yes, sir.
You need to force him out physically. Like, take, grab him by the arm and show him who's boss and lead him out the door.
Yes, sir.
Okay, just don't hang up the phone. Go ahead and do it right now so I can hear it happen.
He's already gone.
Can what you, did he come
he's not loitering.
Go to the what door he, and yell at him. Don't. He,
yeah, what did he come in there for, sir? Seriously. I think he went in there to buy drugs. I think that guy's selling drugs.
He's probably just like, fuck this place.
Gas Mart.
What the hell's Gas Mart anyway?
Who wants to get something to eat at Gas Mart? Eat here and get gas. Well, great time.
Yeah, that makes up for all the shittiness we started out with. Oh, I noticed a little bit of choppiness, so if anyone notices any horrible sounding stuff, please let me know.
Gas Mart.
Hi, this is Steven from the corporate office with Gas Mart.
How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
There's no customers in here right now.
There's none outside maybe coming in?
No, it's been a slow night tonight.
Really?
The whole day been slow.
New Year's?
It's snowing.
Oh, yeah. It's snowing.
Is you here in Kansas City?
Oh, no. We're in some other city that's not Kansas City.
We're just St. Louis.
It's icing out here.
This is the corporate office in St. Louis. Did you just want to close up? I know it's New Year's and everything. If it's snowing, it's not safe for you to be there.
Really?
Yeah. Did you want to go? I mean, if you want, you can go. Want to go home, be with your family.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, yeah, it's cool. I think, you think we can do that, Steve? You think that's all right, Steve?
It's pretty evil, but sure, why not?
Yeah, it's cool.
Our boss might be mad.
Oh, no, we'll talk to the boss. Do you have a key to lock the door?
We have the mag locks and everything, so nobody will be able to get in. You need the code to get in our store.
Perfect.
So once we lock down the store and everything, you need the code to get in.
Perfect.
Yeah, go ahead and just cash out and go home. It's fine.
Yeah.
All right, thanks.
Sure, anytime.
All right, Happy New Year. Thanks.
All right, Happy New Year.
All right, you too.
That's wrong. that shouldn't have happened.
What's wrong with that? Me and Dark Stranger spent a whole night doing that during the Hurricane Sandy thing. We kept sending people home in Philly. The 7-Elevens, they're like, oh yeah, thank you, man. Oh, I'm going to go home. Like, yeah, it's pretty bad out there. You should probably be with your family. Yeah. I was like, yeah, you want to take something with you? Go ahead. All right. I posted a number there. I didn't format it, but it's
I can handle it. I've hardly drank anything.
There you go. 85 GMC Sierra. I know nothing about cars.
You should definitely take it then.
Definitely.
I remembered to turn off the music for all of those calls, so
good.
I'm awesome.
Very good. Proud of you.
Oh yeah, so VFWs, what do they do tonight? Like they have
Yeah, they have parties, the VFW members, free parties.
And, okay, it's like a veterans thing?
Yeah, vets. Yeah, vets get into the VFW, yep, and their spouses and their gumas.
Is it mostly old people?
Not anymore, not as much anymore. It's a lot of, you get a lot of Iraqi vets now and stuff.
All right.
It used to be an old crowd, but now I read an article where, like, there's a younger crowd because of the two new wars.
All right.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I've never really been in one before.
I know someone that worked as a bartender in one. And he used to get shitty tips from the old people. He used to hate it.
So it's a bar?
They have like a little bar there and dance hall and stuff. Yeah, my grandma used to go all the time.
Is it open to the public?
No. Well, you can bring a plus one, you know, with you if you want, if you're a vet. Some of them you can pay, I think, to get in if they have a special event. Like tonight, they might have, like, you know.
I'll just wear my army jacket.
Tonight, usually, it's probably only vets, I think. Yeah.
I was at the grocery store the other day. I was wearing an army jacket, and this old man's behind me, and he kept trying to talk to me, and I don't like talking to people.
Oh, he would have paid for your shit, man. That's a big thing.
Yeah, but he actually said thank you for your services to me. And, like, I look like an army person. I'm old and fat.
Yeah, that's what I look like. She was like, well, I'm gay, she'd have told it was, I got kicked out for gay.
It's the shitty old army jacket I stole out of a car in 1992.
That is awesome.
And apparently it makes me look like a vet.
Yeah, keep doing it. You should go out to the restaurants and stuff, get free food.
Circle K here. I guess I'll try and get back on, get a customer for you.
Yeah.
Thanks, calling GasMart. It's Peggy. May I help you?
Hi, this is Paul from the corporate office with GasMart. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there I could speak with?
I do.
Okay, that'd be great. If you let them know they get like a free soda or a hot dog or whatever, we just do a survey. It takes maybe a minute.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Hold on one moment.
GasMart.
No.
Okay.
Dairy Mart.
Corporate office would like you to do a survey. It won't take long. You get those free.
What are they talking about?
25 cents. Or you can get a soda for free.
I mean, no, I got two kids in the office. Sorry. I would do it, but I got two
kids. Okay, let me scan your.
Basically, I'm all about it, but I just.
What a bitch.
I got two kids in the car.
Hello?
Maybe there'll be another one.
Alrighty, thank you. Okay, she didn't want to do the survey.
Oh, she didn't? And there's no other customers?
She's got two kids in the car. No, not this late, no.
Can you?
Yeah, she's got two kids in the car and a drunk boyfriend. She doesn't have time.
A drunk boyfriend?
I'm sorry, this is Jim in the corporate office. How are you, hon?
I'm fine.
Peggy, right? Hey, are you sure? Does she really have kids in the car and all that?
Can you go check?
I can't see him from here.
I knew it.
Did she scan her? Did she use her loyalty card?
No.
Oh, she didn't? Okay. Because we're going to deactivate that for her being so... She was pretty rude. Pretty rude and nasty to you, I think. It sounded like it from here.
Yeah.
Asshole customers. Well, do you have any other customers you think coming in? Or?
Not at the moment. Got a bunch of car guys out there pushing a car into a parking spot because they have a flat tire, but that's about it.
Oh, they can't do that. They can't do that, though. Yeah, if they come in, tell them they got to get that car. They have 60 minutes to get that towed or that's not, or we'll tow it at their expense. Write that down. Steve, write that down that we're going to have that car towed.
Okay, I'm writing it down. Maybe, ma'am, you could go out there and tell them to push that back out into the street.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, I mean, if they're coming in, maybe we could talk to them.
Yeah, they either have to come in and explain let us know how long they're going to keep the car there. Or, because we need to document it, or they can't leave that car there for a long time.
Right. Well, he came in and asked if he could leave it till morning.
What did you say?
Normally, we usually let them. I'm not sure what company policy is. And usually after 24 hours, they're still out there, we call a tow truck.
Steve, we're going to have to write Peggy up, because that's not unless you can...
I'm printing out the write-up form.
Yeah. Can you listen, Peggy? I'm sorry, but if you're gonna have to go out there and explain to them that they need to get the car out of there,
okay,
or we're gonna have to write you up. I mean, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to. I know it's the holiday.
I understand.
Can you please do that and let me? No, Liz, we'll hang on the line. We want to know whether or not they do it or
okay.
not.
Because
or if you bring them in, we could talk to them even.
Yeah, we can make an arrangement.
Come here.
I got this, Brett.
Who's the one that owns that car? Tell him I need to talk to him.
I'm going to print out the tow form here.
Yeah, please. Get that all ready. All the paperwork.
Doing this for Polkja in TinyJet.
Yeah,
was wrong about the time. Yeah. Even though we leave it for an hour, but the guy from corporate would like to talk to you. Come on.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, this is Ralph Littlejohn with the corporate office. I understand you have a disabled vehicle you're going to be leaving here?
Yes.
How long were you expecting to leave it there for? Because it's usually not allowed. It takes up space.
Yeah, I understand, but like sometime until the morning.
Were you going to like do this? Is this car insured? Does that have insurance?
Insured.
And you got valid plates on it?
I have a temporary tag as of right now.
Temporary tag. Did you just buy it or what happened?
Yeah, I just bought it.
You just bought it and it already broke. What's wrong with it? Is it a bad tire? Flat tire?
Yeah.
I mean, we can let you leave it there for about 60 minutes and after that either has to go or we're going to tow it at your expense. Yeah, because we have a lot of bums, leaving cars in there and taking up the space, and it's a space for just our customer. Were you planning on buying anything?
No, we just came over here because my car was running funny, so I pulled into the parking lot.
All right, well, you think maybe you could buy a few things, and we'll let you leave it there for a few hours, but if you're not going to buy anything, we're going to have to ask you to push the car out into the street, out to the public right away.
All right, man, I'll buy something here.
What are you going to buy?
I don't know, something.
You have to spend at least $20 before taxes.
What?
Before sale. You have to spend at least $20 before sales tax.
What kind of shit?
No, don't curse, because I'll have that car towed right now.
All right, man. My mom is on her way. I'll figure out what I can do.
Oh, that's your mom's right gonna your mom's gonna solve your problems? Is that what it is?
What?
Your mom's gonna solve your problems? You have to call mommy to come fix the problem?
First off, who are you talking to?
I'm talking to a stupid customer that leaves a piece of shit car in my store. That's who I'm talking to.
I don't know who this is. I don't know, but they're talking reckless, and I'm about to tell them about himself, because you can go fuck yourself. How about that?
Why don't you go fuck your mom when she gets there?
I hope this call... Who are you talking to, bitch-ass nigga? Do you want me... I'll beat the fuck out of you. Who the fuck are you? Come up here if you want to right now.
Whatever, faggot-ass nigga.
Who you talking to, bitch-ass motherfucker?
Man, you're soft, nigga. You're soft.
Why the fuck you, bitch-ass nigga? Come up here if you want to, pussy nigga. What's up?
All right. Get that piece of car out of there.
Hello?
Yeah, get that car. I want that car out right now. Right now.
Okay.
Get the stupid
y'all
car.
Need to leave.
That's fine. You can tell that fucking motherfucker to walk in the car. I have nothing against you.
You're going to get her killed.
I know. You need to leave and get your car. You got to take your car out of here.
Tell him to push that crappy-ass car out of there right now. Unbelievable.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Is he black? Is he a black?
Yes.
Guilty. You know what you call a black man running down the street? Guilty. She's on the same level as us, Steve. All right, well, I don't know what else we can do here. Steve, you got anything for her?
Does that guy maybe want to do the customer survey?
No, they're with him, so...
Oh. You're pretty upset. He's upset.
But I have another customer coming in.
All right, yeah. What's going on? All right.
I'm having a problem laughing too much, so I keep having to mute, sir.
Yeah, it's okay. I understand.
I'm just waiting to hear some gunshots or something. Ma'am, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Ignore what I'm saying.
Yeah, Ed, did you want to see if the new customer wants to do the survey?
Yeah, as soon as he comes to the counter.
All right, sweetie, thank you. Mm-hmm. Are those men out there loitering, those blacks? Are they out there still?
Yeah, they're waiting on these two guys to run it again. Yeah, they're waiting on two of their friends that are getting some stuff.
Oh, they got no sale. Tell them no sale.
Okay.
Carly, don't know.
I can't. I've been told not to.
You're gonna get her killed.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Okay, they're leaving.
All right, good. All right, well. Steve, what should we do?
In doing a survey, customer survey. Get a free soda.
Oh my God.
No.
No, they're not. No,
no.
Sale. Tell them no sale.
They need to leave immediately. Leave the premises.
For survey or nothing, or no service. No survey, no service.
Okay.
Oh my God, I'm sweating.
We gotta back out of this, Steve. I can't.
We gotta what?
I need you to be the surveyor.
Yeah. My God.
It won't take it 2-3 minutes. Nope.
All right. Well, no sale.
Can we talk to him and just tell him it's not a survey? It's just the corporate office needs to have a quick word with him.
And he just went out the door.
Can you yell after him, maybe? Or, I mean, it would just take a second. I just wanted to let... I wanted to get him to let you know that you'd been pwned. But, I mean, if he's gone, I guess we can't do that.
Yeah, he's gone.
All right, Peggy. Well, thanks for your cooperation. We'll follow up with you later tonight, all right?
Okay.
All right. Well, be safe. Be careful, all right?
Don't get shot.
Yeah, and make sure those guys get out of there with that junker car.
Yeah, they just left.
If you have to use physical force with them, that's fine, you know.
Let us know. We'll send we'll send security down there, corporate security.
Okay.
All right. Well, it'll be a Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Peggy.
See you.
Thank you.
Bye, Speedy.
Oh, shit.
Bless her heart. Oh, my God. She kicked customers out for not doing the service.
Man, I'm like afraid for her. Like,
I know. That's why I was like, we got to get out. Can you imagine going into a 7-Eleven and like either you talk on the phone or you're out of here?
I wish we could have talked to him so I could do what I said. Man, she does not have a mind of her own.
She was like, awesome though. That was funny. That guy was awesome too.
Yeah, the guy with the car. I thought, I didn't know he's black. I thought he's more redneck.
Until he said the N-word.
Yeah. You couldn't hear it, but I was playing Dueling Banjos the whole time behind you.
he sounds like a country black dude, you know? So he was like, man, I'm about to tell this nigga who I is. I'm going to tell him about himself. Wow. Okay, there we go.
You and I are not we need to stop doing shows together. Cause
I don't know, we've been...
We're going to end up like those Australian DJs and get someone killed.
We fucked up with NORAD recently. God damn. We've done some crazy shit the last 7 days. Wow.
Wow.
All right.
Man, I almost need a break.
All right. Well, yeah.
Wait. We got to do something here. Hold on. We got to do this. It's New Year's Eve. It's fireworks time in the Mountain Time Zone.
In Kansas City.
Is Kansas City? I think that's Central, maybe.
Maybe.
I don't know. It's right on the border, so you could be right. It's like right on the border. Maybe. Oh, wait. No, it's not.
Those poor guys pushing their cars in.
This song's dedicated to the men who are pushing their car out of the Circle K parking lot currently.
Yes. Cup of Nice.
Of
Carlito, you okay if we take a quick break, just a one song break?
Yeah, go for it. Okay.
Alright, we're back.
Yay!
I love that song.
Yeah, chat room loves it.
What are they saying? I didn't even look.
What is this, Hillary Duff? Fuck this shit. Why is he playing this shit? And they want to know, you're recording this. That was a big question,
oh,
too.
Yeah, the whole thing's being recorded. I will put it up. I put up the Christmas show, but I wasn't sure if you wanted me to really tell anyone about it, because it hasn't been edited at all.
Yeah, that's fine. I don't care.
All right.
When I edit it, then we'll have you pull it off. Take it up. Actually, the Christmas show, I think it's on my YouTube, too. I think it's double-booked.
Yeah, I checked, it was still up there. But yeah. I put the MP3 up for you to download. But I haven't told anyone else about it.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, well, my server, I finally built the new server, so I'll start editing soon. I'll pick that up, but
yeah,
as I edit shows, and I'll pull them off of YouTube. So I just wanted my YouTube channel to at least have something on there.
People are complaining at me because you're so behind on putting shows on the podcast feed.
Hey, man, it's not my fault. I got hacked. No, I didn't get hacked, but yeah. But I got a life, guys. You know, sorry.
Yeah. See, I was always good about that because I don't have a life. Carlito, you do things.
I got a job. Got a wife.
Madhouse chat, like during that call, Mr. Clay was saying these, or what did he say? I've got bronchitis. I'm coughing and laughing over here.
That was awesome. You got to put that on YouTube really fast. That, you know what I mean? I need a quick turnaround right. on that one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that was a good
the
one.
The usual That's rate, correct?
Yes. Yes, at the usual rate, yes.
Someone's in the chat room is Sweet 16. They say 2013 is the year of the botnet.
Indeed.
It's one awesome thing about Tiny Chat. You can just see everyone cracking up over your, people's stupidity at convenience stores.
Polaris, see Polaris real quick. Yeah, Tabachi hit me up about editing some of those shows. I might take them up on that offer so I can catch up quicker. They're offering to edit the shows that are behind. I've got one edited and ready to go. I just didn't get a chance to upload it before the old server went down. But I've got it on an external hard drive. I'll try to push that out tomorrow.
I don't know if you want to put shows up out of order, but maybe if you want, I could go through the Christmas show because I know where most of the stuff is on that one. And
yeah,
like, what do you want edited out? Like, just the word Sears?
Yeah.
The word Sears?
Yeah, I think Sears. I think that's, because
that one's like 5.5 hours. If you guys missed the Christmas Eve show, you missed some really good stuff. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, but it's on the Madhouse YouTube, and there's an MP3 version that Brad's got out also. So we might
maybe tomorrow night I'll go through it and start editing out all those words.
Yeah, that's fine. If it's out of order, it's not a big deal because I can always change posting dates on my website as long as they get out. I think that's what people want. They just want something. So yeah, that's fine. We'll do it. We'll make it happen. It'll be a group effort. Hell yeah!
So we got one girl to go home. Another girl to chase off, coloreds from her store.
Coloreds with the stolen car with temporary tags.
She chased off two people out of her store for no reason at all. And the way she said it, too, like, she's just completely insulting to them. Like, you gotta leave. You gotta get out of here.
You gotta leave. Yeah, you gotta leave. And it sounds like she's by herself. I'm really kind of worried about her.
What is it called? Gasmart?
Gasmart, yeah. Never heard of that. Gasmart.
Yeah, it seems like every single Circle K in Kansas City is now Gas Mart.
Mm-hmm. There you go. Well, I don't know. I don't know if that's a separate company or changing their name. Circle K, you think that's a pretty good, because of the movies. Well, with Bill and Ted, you think they keep that Circle K name. Yeah. So.
I worked at a Circle K that got bought out by 7-Eleven back in mid-90s, 95.
They fucked it all up.
No, not really. They just changed the signs, and
that was it.
The first Circle K I worked at, it was just a year or two after the movies came out, and the company newsletter. I'm sure I've said this on the air. I remember saying this, so I'm sorry if I'm repeating myself. But the newsletter is like one of the headlines articles were like strange things are afoot, and started talking about changes coming to Circle K. They were just quoting Bill and Ted all over the place. They apparently really loved that.
I wonder if they dropped any money for that, or if the, you know what I mean, for those.
Yeah, I don't know.
Those shows. Did the second one have Circle? Did they say Circle K in the second one, or there wasn't much at the Circle K going on?
I don't remember any Circle K stuff. There was a hardware store. I don't know if it was real or not.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, but Circle K was a big part of the first one.
Yeah.
I've always wanted to. I know someone else has done this, but I've always wanted to do this. Like, call up every Circle K in the United States and ask them when the Mongols ruled China.
There you go. Ask about soap crates. Yeah, you know, my mom for the longest, she called it K. She thought it was just K because it was just a K in the circle. I used to yell at her, like, it's Circle K, not K.
Yeah, Polaris is saying, like, all Circle K's are owned by 7-Eleven. I don't think it's all of them. I know in Texas it was something like that. Like, they merged. Like, they were partners, but then they wanted to brand everything as 7-Eleven.
No, that makes sense. I like 7-Eleven has good sandwiches, you know? The Cuban sandwich, I was hooked on those for a long time. I don't know if you ever... Did they have the Cuban sandwich at Circle K when you worked there, where you had to press it and all that?
No, nothing like that.
Yeah. I knew you used to piss them off when I get a Cuban sandwich, because, like, the guy used to have to open the sandwich and put it in the fucking sandwich press and all that. I was like, I don't give a shit, man. That's how I like it. I want my sandwich warm.
There was a year or two ago when we... I forget who it was. But we were called all these Circle K's, and we said that Circle K, it was a racist term, and we were changing the name of the store to Circle O. we had like some foreign guy saying, we made him stay on the phone. We're like, next person that comes in, you need to say welcome to Circle O. And, you know, thank you for shopping at Circle O.
Circle O.
Stop being a racist.
Oh, man. At OK. It's OK now. No, it's not Circle K. It's OK. Yeah, well, I think the rumor back in the day was that it was a Klan sign. Like, whenever you saw the K symbol anywhere, it was a front for the Klan. Did you ever hear that? Remember, they used to say Snapple had remember the old Snapple bottle had the ship from the Tea Party on it, from the original Boston Tea Party, and people used to say, "Oh, that's a slave ship." They used to say,
"Of course it is. That makes perfect sense."
Yeah, and it had the kosher thing. It was a K symbol that meant kosher, and everyone was like, see, it's just the Klan, that's what it stands for. And these people were also convinced that KFC chicken had something that made black people sick or addicted or something.
There was an old Eddie Murphy movie from I think maybe the mid-90s where he's just some crazy Hollywood star, and he's like, I just read this new script you gave me. I ran it through the word processor, and there are exactly this number of K's in it, and that's divisible by 3, so this script is racist.
That movie is Bowfinger. That is one of the most unrated movies ever, man. That's Steve Martin, right?
I haven't seen it since back then. I really kind of want to see that again.
Yeah, that's an awesome movie. What was his name? Remember, that was where they're making the fake movie, and they kept following him around, and he was crazy.
Yeah, and that was already brilliant.
Yeah, and at some point he admitted that he had plutonium. Like, what was it? When they came up to him and they're like, tell us about the plutonium. I was like, how'd you know about the plutonium?
I don't even remember.
I got the plutonium for religious purposes. Like, what?
I gotta see that now. It was all Scientology, wasn't it? Or
yeah, it was Mindhead. Yeah, and it was supposed to be Scientology. Yeah. Yeah. He kept flashing the Laker girls or something. They kept saying, like, you know about the Laker girls. Don't flash the Laker girls anymore.
You remember more of this than I do. I need to watch this.
That's an awesome movie, man. Yeah, Steve Martin and that one chick was the one girl who she was a roller girl and Boogie Nights. I forgot her name. She's hot. She was in the second Austin Powers movie. She was in that too.
Michelle Williams?
No.
I was going to be like, why the hell do I remember that?
That was Michelle Williams.
No,
Michelle.
I think she was in one of the... She was in something.
Yeah. Boogie Nights, that's a good movie too. I'm going to see that now. I'm going to watch that.
Let's just quit the show and watch movies.
Let's watch Boogie Nights. Yeah. There you go. We should put it on Tiny Chat. We'll put Bowfinger up.
That's right.
Boogie Nights and Austin Powers, the second one.
I'm writing down Bowfinger because I'm not going to remember that title.
Yeah.
It's been so long. I had that on VHS once, but I never watched it.
Yeah. I shared that movie with a lot of people. And they were like, this movie's awesome. I never heard about it. Yeah. Yeah. Good times, man.
Yep. I could do Circle K's all night if you don't have any other ideas.
I'm coming up blank with numbers, so yeah, we could do that.
If anyone wants to submit things, I guess they could send them to me, phonelosers.org on Skype. Yeah,
just make them domestic numbers because we don't have any international.
Yeah, if people really want to do international, like depending on how long we go, I could put $10 on there. I've got PayPal money right now.
There you go, PayPal money. All right, cool. All right. Any Circle K's in Hawaii? I wonder.
That was pretty early over there.
Yeah.
I want to call that lady back from just a while ago and say, by the way, that was a prank call, man.
Dude, what? Some guy in that YouTube Christmas Eve video you put up, the guy's like, what did he say? Some weird guy's in there saying that he wants to make a new thing in 2013 where all prank calls are only, you know, we need to come to agreement that at the end of it, what was it that everyone can joke about it at the end? That he only thinks prank calls should be done if you call back a second time and tell him that it was a prank.
I usually claim to people that I do that. Oh shit! If we're off the air, somebody say something like right now. I think it's just my stats are off the air, but I think we're on the air, so everything's okay.
I'm showing online on both networks, so we should be okay.
I don't know what's wrong with my Sam broadcaster on this new computer. It does weird things.
Yeah, it says Rail Maze theme right now. So
all right, we're probably fine then.
Yeah, we're good.
What were we even talking about?
Circle K.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know what you're talking about. Where's this at? That someone said this?
Who? Comment in there. What did this guy say? Some idiot.
Was it on YouTube or your forum?
Yeah, no, it was on YouTube. This guy was trolling something. Troll Association, I guess. I don't know.
Oh, Troll Alliance.
Yeah, Troll Alliance. He's a weirdo, and I went to see, is this guy a prank caller? I never heard of him before, and he doesn't have anything on his channel, so I don't know where he's coming from.
He might have been the one I had to block on YouTube. I get trolled constantly on YouTube, so I block people. I don't want to see him.
Haters, man.
Yeah.
I know. I hear you, man.
Every day. All right.
Every day, man. All right. So, let's see. I'm looking for numbers. Don't worry. I'm on the side.
I just got three messages on Skype.
What we got?
Okay. Miriam sending a link that looks... okay, fine. I'll click it. This might be the... This is an article. This isn't a... Oh, okay.
This is the guy with the car?
Oh, I've seen this already. It's where you connect two Domino's pizzas together. It's just an idea. It's not a number.
It's never worked for me, that trick.
I used to do that in in the early 90s. I'd connect Chinese restaurants together and taxi cab companies together.
Mm-hmm. And get them to say the order back. It seems fun.
I didn't do that. I would just connect them together and listen to the confusion.
Mm.
If one answered before the other, I'd say, this is the AT&T operator. I'm connecting your call. Please hold.
Good idea.
Tabachi wants us to call a timeshare condominium.
Okay.
In, I think, maybe Kentucky.
All right, cool. Well, let's do it. Sounds like a plan.
As of this morning, all rooms answered. Have fun. Okay, he gave me the wrong number. Okay.
Thank you, Tabachi.
He gave me the right number. Okay, he says... Try calling this timeshare condominium. You can call into any room in building A, B, or C.
All right.
And he says all rooms have answered. I guess he's tried it.
He's tried it. Oh, you can bounce around. Okay.
FBI, cool. Can I help you? That's what they're going to answer.
Yeah.
Welcome to Cathedral Ledge Condominium Resort.
You want it?
If you know your party's intention, you may enter it now. Mm-hmm. To search by unit number, press 1. For reservations, press 2. For bookkeeping, press 3. For owner services,
what should I hit? Like 203?
Please wait a moment.
Oh.
He didn't tell me the format they're in.
No.
Stupid Tabachi.
Come on, Tabachi. Give us the whole picture, man.
God damn it.
Hi, you have reached the Cathedral Ledge Resort. We are unable to answer.
Yeah, Tabachi, tell us what to do. What's the code? What's the plan?
I don't know what it is, even. It's a timeshare. Oh, okay. So it's just people on vacation or something?
Yeah, timeshare is it's a property and you lease it for a week out of the year and you book it for that week.
Okay.
Something like everyone shares ownership of the property, something like that. Yeah. There's blackout dates. It's a scam.
My wife signed us up for one of those. Free vacation. Just listen to our timeshare shit. And, you know, they're trying to hard sell us. And. This is a horrible deal. Like, just get a hotel room.
Yeah, so my dad, back in Orlando, they have tons of timeshares, and my dad was like, oh, we can go to this timeshare place and watch their movie, and they'll give us a free answering machine. And they hard sold them for like 3 hours, like, you gotta buy this, and you gotta get this timeshare, and they got turned into a big argument. But my dad ended up getting that answering machine.
Nice. Well, yeah, we got like a free 3 nights or something, maybe 2 nights, stay in Branson, Missouri.
Branson. Oh, boy.
It's like a place where old people go for entertainment. Yeah. It's like Las Vegas of the Midwest.
Yeah, that and Dollywood. I don't even know if this Dollywood even still open.
I don't even know what that is. I've heard of it. But
Dolly Parton had a town. Yeah. Yeah, there we go. I'm looking up Craigslist. There's a moving sale here. Let me see if they got a phone number. No. Yes, they do. LCD TV and shit. In Arizona. I'll post this. We'll see if they...
Tabachi's saying, listen to the menu carefully. There's an option to dial 123 for building ABC. You reach the front desk extension in building B, room 1. Tabachi, we've been drinking. Come on.
Yeah. Spell it out for us. Tell us exactly what to dial. You listen to it, Tabachi, and tell us. You listen carefully. We'll try it again. Maybe I can wing it. That's it.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I don't mean to be a jerk, Tabachi. I don't know. I've got too much going on here. I can't concentrate on numbers.
Speaking of drinking, I need more scotch.
Welcome to Cathedral Ledge Condominium Resort. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it now.
I'm going to hit 2.
To search by unit number, press 1. For reservations, press 2.
Okay.
Oh,
we both hit it.
Whoa. For building A, press 1.
You do.
For building B,
building
press
A.
For unit A1, press 1. For unit A2, press 2.
All right, that's easy. Sorry, Tabachi, for doubting you.
Which one did you do?
Please wait a moment.
I have no idea. I don't know what to do. Let's just fail with this one, and the next one, maybe we'll do awesome at. Oh, shit.
To leave a message, press 1. To enter another extension, press star.
Okay, I'm going to hit star.
For unit A1, press 1. For unit A2,
okay.
Press 2.
I hit 1 before I'm hitting 2. So A2.
All right.
Do they have like a front desk or something we could be?
Yeah, they didn't answer. We tried it already.
Okay. This is East Coast. I believe. It's like Massachusetts or something, maybe.
East side till I die.
To leave a message, press 1. To enter another extension, press star.
Oh, shit. Star.
Oop.
For unit A1,
okay,
press 1.
We hit the first 3 in building A, and he says they're all answering.
Oh, all answering.
I think Tabachi used them up. They're, like, afraid to answer, because he already fucked with them. God. Maybe tell them to stop doing fireworks out of their window.
Yeah.
New Year's has been over for a couple hours now.
To leave a message, press 1. To enter another extension.
For unit A1,
Polaris just
one.
Had the exact same idea as me at the same
Please
time.
Please wait a moment.
You just posted it in the chat room. I swear I wasn't stealing that from you, Polaris. We just think alike.
Hello?
Hi. This is the front desk here at the condominiums. We have a noise complaint. Are you shooting off fireworks for New Year's at all?
We are a young family. They're all in bed.
Well, who's making all the firework noise out there out of your front window? Someone's shooting off fireworks out of the front window, and we've narrowed it down to your unit here in this building.
It's not our unit.
If you remember when you signed the agreement, there's no smoking and there's no fireworks unless you have a permit.
Are you full of shit? Is this really the front desk?
This is the front desk. This is the front desk.
All right, why don't you come to the front door and I'll be downstairs waiting for you?
Why don't you come to the front desk? How about that? I'm not allowed to leave the front desk. I'm the only person here.
All right.
Are you telling me?
I think that was option 4?
Yeah, A4. So send A5 to A4 now. That's all we got to do.
Welcome to Cathedral Ledge Condominium Resort. If you know your party's extension, you may enter it now. To search by unit number, press 1.
Okay. I'm going to make sure there is a 5.
A, press 1. For building B, press 2.
Building A, again.
For unit A1, press 1. For unit A2,
okay, I'm going to hit 5, two. And we'll just hope that it's there.
Please wait a moment.
You want to take it again?
You send him over, so there's... Yeah. Or do something.
I don't know what to do this.
Fireworks.
All right. I should have told them to control their kids. You need to go out there and check on your kids, because they're...
To leave a message, press 1.
Oh.
To enter another...
For unit A1... Okay,
I'm going to do 4 again.
Please wait a moment.
I hope they have an answering machine, since they give away free answering machines at those places, apparently.
To leave a message, press 1.
Damn it.
To enter another...
I want it to be an answering machine so we can yell through
it. For unit A1, press 1.
Okay, 6.
Please wait a moment. To leave a message, press 1.
Okay.
To enter another...
They're on the phone.
For unit A1, press 1. For unit A...
Thank you for calling.
Oh, no.
That might be a limit. That's weird.
Well, I was trying to go backwards. I wanted to get to building B.
B, yeah. Evil in the Madhouse chat. Excuse me. Evil Ideas is talking. Did you ever call Hooked on Phonics back in the day?
No.
1-800-ABCDEFG. We used to troll them a lot too.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Actually, I think I've been on conferences where people have called them like long time ago.
Man, I was in high school. We used to call from the football games, high school football games. We used the payphone at the high school to prank them all the time.
Everyone's posting numbers in Madhouse. Polaris is gonna just ban everyone.
Uh-oh, yeah. 1-800- Except for Polaris. He's got a heavy hand.
Ginny.
Sin. Yeah, anybody with that number is used to getting pranked. Usually they have funny... If you call those numbers, the 92 Jenny, whatever area code you choose, they usually either play the song on their answer machine... Or they're used to it, you know, they roll with the punches.
I think that's Jenny Craig, isn't it?
Oh, you're right, yeah. 192, you're right. I'm thinking 916, yeah. What was it?
5309.
4309?
Yeah.
867-5309, yeah.
I want to talk to this lady real quick. This is the car towing Circle K.
Sweet.
Gas Mart.
Thank you for calling Gas Mart. This is Peggy. May I help you?
Oh, hello. This is Glenn from the corporate office with Gas Mart.
Yeah.
We just want to warn you, we've had some reports that some prank callers are calling up some of our locations and pretending to be the corporate office and making clerks do crazy things. I just wanted to make sure you knew about that and, you know, just don't believe anything if anyone calls in for any reason.
It's already happened.
Oh, what? Really?
Yes.
Because we just had another location in Kansas City. What happened there?
Well, I had these guys out here with the flat tire, and they wanted to talk to them, and the guys with the flat tire ended up cussing at them, and...
Oh, they cussed. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And it's like... And, I mean, they wanted to have customers talk to them, and if they wouldn't talk to them, they told me, oh, no sale. Make them leave.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
So, but nothing bad happened out of that? I mean, nobody got shot?
No. Freaked me out a little bit.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine. But that's it? I mean, like, they haven't been back or anything? Did they get rid of their car? Did they take their car out of the parking lot?
Yeah.
How'd they get it out if it had a flat tire?
Well, they bought some fix-a-flat, and last I knew they were over the air pumps.
Oh, I see, okay. And,
situation, what should I tell customers with flat tires? Should I let them leave it, or...
Oh, no, absolutely not. They're never allowed to leave their car. They have to have it gone within 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they said... Because normally what we do... See, I don't know the company policy on that, but now I do. My boss is telling they can have... They have 24 hours to get it out of here.
Oh, 24, that's crazy talk.
Yeah.
Maybe but, that really yeah, was the Circle K office, because it sounds like they were quoting our policy.
Mm-hmm. And, they said they were going to write me up if they weren't out of here.
Oh, we would never do that, no. I don't know. Are there any customers in there right now?
No, I'm closed now.
Oh, you're closed for the night?
Yeah, we closed at 1:30.
Oh, okay. Okay, well, I'll let you get back to doing your, you know, closing out and everything.
Okay.
But I hope you have a good New Year's.
Oh, thank you. You too.
Sure, no problem. And I'm the prank caller, by the way.
Oh, lovely.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
They actually bought the. You know, I was thinking about telling the guy that he had to buy Fix-A-Flat. So that worked out. Yeah.
Yeah. We just hurried everything along, basically.
Yeah, basically. Yeah, got him out of there. Got him back on the road.
Yep. Yep. They'd probably be still be sitting there fucking around otherwise.
Mm-hmm. So
you did everyone a favor, basically.
We did. Yeah. We got them moving. We motivated them. Get the Fix-A-Flat, go to the pumps, get moving. All right. She seems cool though. I like her. We save that number. We can call her probably because she does anything. Yeah, in the future. That'd be funny if we said you got to. It would have been funny. You would have tried to have done another survey.
Yeah, I wanted to. That's why I asked if anyone was
there. Oh, by the way, get another survey.
Maybe if we call a third time, like, you know, right now, let's see. Hey, this is the corporate office for real this time. We need to warn you about this problem.
Well, I'll do it with my voice. Yeah, call her again and I'll start. Really? I have an idea. I won't screw her up.
Oh, fuck it. I don't care.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Dialing. All right.
Thanks for calling GasMart. It's Peggy. May I help you?
Yes, hi. This is Valente. I'm with the corporate office. We just wanted to give you a heads up. There's some callers making harassing calls to different gas marts in the area. If you do get that, please don't give any customer information. Don't put any customers on the phone. Okay. And have you had any incidents? Because we just took a call from an African-American man, and he said he was threatening to drive his vehicle through the store. Mm-hmm. And do donuts inside the store. Like, did you ever see that movie? What's the movie? Blues Brothers, where they drove through the mall?
No.
He was saying he was going to do Blues Brothers all up in that ass, he said.
Mm-hmm.
You have any idea why that would have happened? I don't follow.
Yeah, the guy had a flat tire.
And
I got that call.
You got the call? Yeah, all right. Okay. Well, he said he's going to drive his car through the front window and he's going to, like, do donuts, like, and the car is going to spin it out inside the car, inside the store, and then drive it out, back out. Is he there still? Like, do you think he might do that?
No, I don't think he's here anymore.
Oh, that's good. Good. Well, thank God. Thank God and Jesus. Yeah. Peggy... but you're closed. We have down that this location closes at 1:30. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Good. Good. Well, just be on the lookout. If you see any cars like in front of the front door revving their engines, don't lock the door and tell them they can't come in the car. They have to keep the car outside of the store.
Okay.
Okay. And you're also going to be reprimanded for laughing at racist jokes, but that's going to come later on. Okay.
Okay.
And Peggy, do you like sex or? Do you like sex? That was the big 90s come on to women in the chat rooms. Do you like sex?
ASL?
Yes, every woman just loves it when you say shit like that to them. Do you like sex? Man, I miss Yahoo Chat back when Yahoo Chat was cool, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But it felt like the future back then. Like, holy shit, we're video chatting.
Yeah, even before that, for a while, it was just voice chat for a while. Remember when you could use the microphones? That was a big thing.
I don't think I was.
No?
Yeah. I don't know. I just remember when it had cameras.
Cameras, yeah. Yeah, that was fun.
Polkja, the girls who's... name I can't pronounce. She says you should have told her she would be reprimanded for laughing at the racial joke.
Well, that's what I said. Yeah, that was for Polkja. Is that a bro? That's a chick. Yeah, what's up, Polkja? What's up, girl?
William,
you like sex, Polkja?
William P's, like, I don't know if you're reading Madhouse chat, but it's like, we should get a Circle K employee to segregate the store.
Segregate the store.
You know we could do that. You know we could convince someone to do that.
Have them put a sign up in the bathroom that says whites only.
Well, most of them don't have bathrooms, but I don't know. Like maybe colored tape on the ground.
Whites only register.
Whites, all right. Coloreds.
Yeah, coloreds. There's a coloreds register and a whites register. Yeah. I was going to say water fountains, but those don't exist anymore either. That's just gross using water. God, I can't believe I used to drink out of water fountains. How gross is that, right?
I still do sometimes.
Ew, sorry. Really? Gross. Man.
Yep,
yeah, now it's all bottled water, man. That's a big thing.
Yep.
Yeah, all right.
Back in the day, bottled water meant you were a homosexual.
Yeah, or French.
You got any more numbers? Should I just continue in the Circle K's? Oh, wait, you got a 55-inch LCD.
Yeah, wait. Some guy wants to sell a TV so he can get out of the toilet bowl, which is Tucson, Arizona.
Okay.
That's what he said. I finally got the formatting right.
Oh,
so
that's nice of you.
Hell yeah.
That's not Tucson, though. That's a Tennessee area code. I mean, maybe he's in Tucson. I don't know.
Maybe he's going back to... Yeah, there you go.
To get out of the Tucson. Oh, yeah, he wants to get out of Tucson and go back to Tennessee.
I have to get out of the toilet bowl. Tucson toilet bowl. It's kind of rude.
It's all yours, right?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'll just run the dot matrix.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, you said you got a TV for sale so you can get out of Tucson?
Yeah, I got TV for sale, yeah.
When are you headed to Tennessee? That's where I live. I'm headed there myself.
No, I live in Tucson.
Oh, okay. But where are you going to? Tennessee?
I'm not sure where I'm going to, but right now, no, I got job offers in West Virginia and California.
Oh, that explains it. West Virginia. Yeah, so you got an LCD TV and furniture refrigerator?
Yeah, I got a bunch of stuff, yeah.
How many the refrigerator, how much furniture does it hold?
What? You lost me there, I didn't hear you.
It says you have a furniture refrigerator for sale.
I have furniture and a refrigerator.
Yeah, no, that's not what it says. You didn't put and or a comma. You just put LCD TV furniture refrigerator.
Okay, then. Okay.
That's a pretty big refrigerator. Do you think I got put like a couch and the TV inside the refrigerator or keep it cold? It's like a big reefer truck. He's gone. Seriously, though. You didn't put any...
That should be a thing, calling up Craigslist people. And just bitching about their grammar and punctuation. I'm an English teacher, and I need to let you know.
Yeah. This is really... I give you a fucking D- on this. Call him back. See if he answers.
Right.
See.
Probably
went
off. Just click it. I wish they... Yeah, I got it.
Yeah, you can just click it, man.
I wish they just stay in the window an extra, you know, minute or something.
Yeah, I think they only give you like 15 seconds, yeah.
As soon as he said West Virginia, I put dueling banjos.
Your
back.
Call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. 6-1.
Oh,
no name. Let me try once more. Someone just came in the chat room again and Sweet 16.
do what now? That was a fun Christmas Eve show, man.
Oh yeah. I'll try and get that edited tomorrow.
There was so many lines of that. Do what now? Pussy lips.
A lot of the Sears stuff is on my YouTube.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message.
There's two Sears calls. The second one I put up, Sears videos, is all me and you and whatever else happened that night. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. So the first one was ones you did on your own, I think, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Okay.
I was just trying them out.
Cool.
Fun stuff.
Do what now?
I think I still have the list somewhere. I should call call them all back and apologize.
Yeah, because I know we had some, like, didn't Nunu Photoshop stuff we were saying?
Oh, yeah.
The Photoshop reindeers with erections and
yeah, penises. Yeah, you said they Photoshop boobs on them, and we were all laughing at them. And accidentally saved that as the original file.
Yeah, because we were all jerked off because it looked like it was her. Like, it was really her tits.
I didn't write down which person was which, you know, like...
All right. I'm going to look for some more numbers. Hang on. Let me see.
Polk Juz saying we should do more pussy lip prank calls. I forgot about that too.
I don't remember how that came up. Was that? Did I bring that up? It sounds like something I would say.
That sounds like something you would say. And then I said it after you started saying it.
Yeah. But I know Matt really liked that one.
You're saying their kids were showing their pussy lips on the pictures. We just now noticed it.
That is horrible.
Oh, yeah, and I said, I'm like, it would be okay if they had attractive genitalia, but these are gross.
Big and puffy. There was a nip slip one, too, I think.
Yeah. Circle K here. I'll try and get a customer on the line.
Yeah.
It's after midnight, though, so we should get out of Kansas City because they said they're having ice.
Yeah. As I was in Arizona for that one. I think Arizona's central. I mean, Pacific. No, I don't think so.
Arizona is mountain.
All mountain. Of,
yeah.
That's one boring time zone, mountain.
Okay, here. Yeah, let me get.
So here's a question, Brad, real quick. You're on the West Coast. So, like, when Saturday Night Live comes on, is it on at, like, 9 p.m. for you and shit?
I'm pretty sure it... Oh, wait. No, it's live... I'm pretty sure it comes on at 10:30, like 10:30 to 12. Because I remember I tried to watch it a few years ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me and my kids, it's back when we still had cable. Me and my kids were up late, and I'm like, hey, you guys ever seen Saturday Night Live? And they're like, no. I'm like, oh, it's hilarious. Let's try and watch it. And it was so boring.
Boring. It was like
just all political stuff. And
yeah.
I forgot that you have to watch just a ton of boring shit to...
Yeah,
to get to the good stuff, and there was no, I
had stopped watching it for a long time until I got a DVR, and I was like, well, I can fast forward through the shitty, you know, bits and stuff.
Just watch it on Hulu. Watch the good stuff, because
that's what I do now. Sunday morning, watch it on Hulu.
All right, I want to stay out of Oregon on the Circle K.
Yeah,
let's go up to Washington,
Seattle.
I'm sure I've done Washington though. Man, Idaho is... Wait, no.
Idaho?
Okay, yeah, part of Idaho is... here, let me go up to the part of Idaho that's our time zone. I mean, my time zone.
Yeah.
Oh, but they apparently don't have Circle K's.
Fuckers. They got 7-Elevs?
They got... I think theirs are called Holiday Stores.
Ooh, that sucks.
Yep. Here's a couple... So the name of the store is called Holiday, so you're the Holiday corporate office, I guess.
All right. Are you doing? You're opening it?
Oh, yeah, to get a customer? Okay.
I'm no good at that. I got to learn.
I was thinking I should make a soundboard of me getting customers on the line and just put it up and tell people to use that.
Yeah.
Dirty Aaron was doing amazing with Domino's the other night, doing his own
his own
invention. I think I don't know if he came up with it or he was getting customer numbers though.
That was a problem. He was doing it on the air, so
yeah. I was gonna call one, and I think I gave someone else the idea, and they did that. They called and warned them that he was about to call.
Yeah,
it wasn't me.
You're calling Holiday and Hayden. This is Jamie.
Hi, this is Carl from the corporate office with Holiday. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer there that I could speak with just for a quick survey?
Actually, there's one over getting hot dogs, I think.
Okay, that would work. Actually, they get a free hot dog and drink if they'd like, just to do the survey.
Okay, cool. I'll let them know that real quick.
Okay,
on.
Great, thanks.
Ma'am? You want to do a quick survey?
We've given people free beers and cigarettes and stuff this way. So if you want to, you know, move it up to that.
Yeah, yeah, we'll graduate up.
Okay, sir?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She has her kids running around like that, and she kind of refused. She's the only customer in here.
If one of the kids want to do the survey, like how old are they?
Oh, they're really little.
Like
five, can
they
speak?
Oh, five. Yeah, they can speak. Yeah, we could talk to one of the kids.
All right. Let's see if I can get one of them. Want the kid to do it?
What's the guy's name?
Was it Jamie? I'm not sure. Chat room, what was the name?
Okay, here she is.
Okay.
What was your name, sir?
Yes.
Yes, hi. Is this a customer?
Yes, it is.
Oh, hi. Yes, I understand you had some children there?
Yeah, my grandchildren, uh-huh.
Oh, that's good. Are you a member of our customer loyalty rewards program?
No, I'm not.
Oh, would you like? You should do that. Why haven't you become a loyal? You can get free hot dogs and free drinks.
I don't think I want to do that tonight. I don't have time to mess with that tonight.
Oh, that's fine. But if you can answer two quick questions for our survey, you can actually get a free hot dog, three of them. And if you have, you said you have two, or were they going to have hot dogs, the kids, or is this just for you?
Just for my kids, yeah, the grandkids.
Okay. Well, I can get you two free hot dogs and two free drinks, two free 20-ounce sodas, if you're interested. I just have two questions.
Okay.
All right. So the first one was, are you a member of the loyalty program? And you said no.
Right.
All right. Good. And excuse me. And the second one is, would you be open if the holiday stores started selling pornographic and adult magazines in front of the counter? We were thinking about starting that. Would you think that'd be allowable? Would that be okay?
Very offensive. No, that would be enough to make me not come here anymore.
Really? Just because of that? Now, even if we covered the front of the magazine?
No, I wouldn't want that anywhere near my grandchildren. Absolutely not.
I understand. We've heard that from a few customers also. Are you a registered Republican or Democrat?
I don't see where that would have any influence on a survey. I don't think you need to know that. I'm sorry.
Oh, because if you're conservative, then we would understand why you would have a problem with that. Would you consider yourself conservative? Or?
I'm sorry. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to answer that question. I've got to go here.
Wait. Free,
I got to go. Okay, bye-bye.
Free hot dogs.
Hello?
Yeah, does she want... Ask her if she wants the free hot dogs.
Did you want... Ma'am? Did you want free hot dogs? She said that's fine.
Okay, but I have one last... Can you just tell her I just have one last question and then she can have the free hot dogs?
Sure, hold on.
What's the deal? What's going on? Here's my corporate office. I have a survey. I'm guessing for the customer service.
Okay.
And I don't know what he's asking. He just wants to ask you one more question. You can have your free hot dogs. I don't know what's going on.
Okay, sir, I'm so sorry. She says she'd rather pay for a hot dog.
All right, well, tell her no sale, and please, she doesn't have to be rude like that with you. We don't need bad customers in there.
Okay.
Can you please tell her right now no sale? Like, ask her to leave.
Ask her to leave?
Yes, please.
Yeah, hold on.
Oh, shit.
Okay, sir, I did it.
All right, so tell them no survey, no sale.
Okay.
All right, thank you.
No problem.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Was that her? She had a husband there, too. You heard, like, what's going on? Oh,
I didn't hear him. I could just could barely make out at the end.
I just heard a guy like, what's going on? And she's over there. They asked me about propaganda. Because I was going to ask the pussy lips. I was going to tell her the magazine was called Big Black Pussy Lips. But we can do that the next one if I get another one.
Yeah, you should ask about her pussy lips. That's like, in that town, that's you know, I used to visit that town a lot. And that's the major convenience store in the area. That's like the biggest, nicest one. And she's going to, like, where is she going to go now? She's so offended.
Yeah.
Is that even offensive to ask if you're Republican or Democrat? Like, I don't understand where the offensiveness is.
The big deal. When did that become like the thing? Like, that's my business.
I don't get that at all. I was really surprised that she had a problem with that. Like, it kind of makes sense. Like, you want to know what kind of customers you have in there.
Demographics, man. Totally.
I really don't get that. Why she was offended.
I don't either. You don't even vote, Brad, so...
Yeah, I don't understand politics, but that doesn't make sense.
Exactly. All right.
All right.
Well, this is fun.
You're making me laugh a lot tonight.
You're ruining all these customer experiences on New Year's. Dude, what time is it over there? She has kids, 5-year-olds running around the fucking...
Yeah, what the hell? It's 8 minutes till midnight right now, where she is.
Yeah. Yeah, right? It's almost New Year's. God, what a horrible grandmother.
In about 5 minutes, I'm going to open my window and maybe we'll start hearing fireworks.
Gunshots.
Yeah.
That's the best. People just shoot guns straight into the air.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I was telling... I don't know who I was telling. Like, earlier tonight, I was telling how I had neighbors when I lived in Texas. They were running out on their front porch and shooting guns up into the air. We were, like, on the porch with a 2-year-old.
Nice.
They were just like running back in the house and getting another gun, and just trying them all out.
That's horrible.
They were super excited about New Year's.
Yeah, that's so fucking wrong. Yeah, because even in Florida, I know they have a whole, last year at least, they had this whole thing where they were like on the radio saying, don't do it. You know, it's not worth, you know, ruining someone's life. Because I know there was one year, there was some lady was out like on the lakefront watching fireworks and bullet came right, like from 5 miles away, the bullet came down. Wow. And
like how fast, right now, do you know how fast those come down, like when you shoot a gun up in the air?
Speed of gravity, that's it, whatever terminal velocity is. And I think I heard on that show that you were talking about, someone was arguing that it doesn't do anything, that it's bullshit, but it's not, because you know, I know for a fact there was a big story in Orlando that year that they were saying, you know, it was an illegal immigrant, she was in the hospital and she didn't have insurance, and all these people were like, we'll pay for her, you know, her medical bills and stuff. They felt bad. Yeah.
So yeah, I guess it's worse if you throw like a penny off of the Empire State Building or something.
Yeah, well, I don't know. I don't know how it works. I imagine it's pretty bad. I imagine a bullet coming down from the sky is pretty bad, man.
Oh, shit. Two people are saying 9.8 miles per second. And then someone else is, 9.8 miles per second.
Yeah, because nothing can go faster than the speed. That makes sense.
Wow, that's really fast, isn't it?
unless you're shooting it down from the sky, that doesn't. What would someone be in a helicopter just shooting down? Yeah, and here's another thing. Why is it so bad for people to have laser lights and shining them at police helicopters? That happens a lot too. People got arrested for that. Someone got arrested for that recently in Florida.
I saw a video of that happening, like of, you know, from the point of view of the police helicopter, and I mean, they were like, you know, really really far away. They zoomed right in on them. They got like infrared of them. They tracked them and they sent the cops right to them.
Wow.
They watched the cop pull up and arrest the guy.
Is it that big of a deal though? Like, what is it? That's like not gonna. Is it blind? It's just gonna blind the pilot for a little bit. It's not like you can really focus unless you get like a
Yeah, I don't know. It's definitely not a good thing, but I don't know if it's worth. I don't know what happens to the people that get arrested for that. Do they do jail time?
I guess I don't know. Was that a misdemeanor? I don't know. It's probably bad if you're fucking shining something at a cop. probably breaks some FAA regulations too. Yeah,
the airport made some guy take down all his Christmas lights because they were too bright for the pilots.
Oh God, bah humbug!
I just heard my front. Oh wait, hold on.
Uh-oh.
My front door just slammed. I think my kids are running outside to run around the block. With fireworks.
Shoot guns in the air.
They're grabbing their guns.
We got daddy's guns. I found his Glock. Let's shoot it. Yeah.
Can we take a quick break? I'm going to go see how they're doing and stuff.
Yeah, I'm going to go pee. Sounds good. I'll be right back, too.
All right. We'll be back, everyone. Maybe one, two, maybe three songs. Definitely not more than three.
Some Hillary Duff songs coming at you.
Yeah. Let's play Sweet 16, since somebody in the chat room likes that so much.
It's a banging song.
So, three songs, tops. We'll see you guys in a minute.
Back on the air. Emotionally abusive. Hey. Billy Joel.
Yeah, I said I was going to open my window for fireworks, but instead we went off the air and I ran outside and...
Yell, shut the fuck up, you bastards.
Yeah, and I could hear the people in the apartment near us. Like, I could hear them through the floor or the wall or whatever, and it sounds like they have a billion kids in there, and they're all counting down to the, you know, to the New Year's. But what the hell? I mean, go outside and look at the fireworks. Why don't they?
Right.
If you got little kids, take them outside and see the fireworks.
Yeah, sit there in that stupid box ears. Countdown numbers like a fucking shuttle launch.
Yeah, it sounds like they're having fun and everything, but it'd be cool to go out and see the flashing lights.
Totally. Yeah. So what have you built lately on your Simpsons? I haven't looked. I'm gonna try to harvest your stuff.
I just got the bowling alley done. I just got the White House done.
The White House. Yeah. I need enough of these Santa coins before it's over so I can build the bowling alley.
How do you get donuts? Because I never get. Like, I don't know. I get like
you get like you get like one or I don't understand. You get like you can get one or two for leveling up. Seems like it takes a long time. Yeah. You got to pay for them basically. Yeah, I
feel like an idiot. I paid $20 for donuts in a like virtual donuts. I paid $20 for virtual donuts. So I'm retarded. I feel like an idiot for that. But it was cool to get some things and.
Yeah, I paid $9.99 and I haven't used them. I've got 102 donuts right now.
Yeah,
I haven't used it.
Never gonna do it again.
So, can you get donuts if you build Lard Lad donuts? Will it make donuts? I haven't built it yet.
Maybe that's it because I haven't gotten that far.
No, you have a Lard Lad. You've got one.
Oh yeah, I just got it, and I haven't got. No, I got it like yesterday, and I haven't received a bunch of donuts from it. So,
well, that's bullshit.
I don't know. There's a Facebook page for the Simpsons game. Maybe if we go in there and look on the forums.
Yeah, we need some cheats.
I don't know if I told you this, but if you go to the Facebook. For this game, and you look at any comments, you know, they make posts, you look at the comments on any posts, it's just people begging for you to add them on their Simpsons game because they want more friends.
Right.
And
I've
done that to, I've gotten maybe 10 or 15 friends that way. I didn't feel like adding anymore.
Yeah, I got to do that because you're the only friend I've gotten, and I think the game gives you like a fake friend to start out with.
The original alternate universe Simpsons.
Yeah. Oh, is that what it's supposed to be?
You didn't get added by phone losers?
No, just RBCP so
Samantha
far.
From Canada. She's phone losers. And
she
added me. Yeah, I had that same problem I had with you where we both added each other and it messed up, so we had to cancel each other and re-add each other.
Yeah. I'll check that out. I'll reach out to her.
Yep. It's a cool game. I like it. I don't know why, because I usually hate that kind of game. It's kind of like Farmville, and I fucking hated Farmville. I thought it was stupid. Yeah.
I've never played any game like this before, but I saw I think I saw Leo Laporte playing it, and I was like, oh shit, Simpsons! It looked fun.
Yep,
I tried it.
Leo's doing it. And I played a zombies game where you had to grow zombies and different zombie things, but I got bored with that after a couple days. It's just not. Yeah. It's stupid.
Yeah, because these kind of games is like, it's not like you just play a game. You actually have to schedule your life around and stuff. I refuse to do that, but...
I woke up at 4 in the morning last night, just you know, by accident, whatever. I woke up at 4 in the morning, like, oh, man, I've got some things that are getting ready to happen. I'm going to get on my game.
Yeah.
I felt like an idiot doing it, but I did it, and then I went back to sleep.
There you go. That's cool.
All right, 7-Elevens. In... Spokane. Samantha, she seriously thought it was pronounced Spokane.
Spokane, is she really? Yeah. That's funny.
Yeah, she was really surprised when I called it Spokane.
The party you are trying to reach has declined to receive this call. Oh. Please try your call.
That's weird, because that's a 7-Eleven on Google Maps.
How dare they?
Do you ever use Google Maps to look up your numbers? Or do you look
sometimes, yeah. That's how I found Charlie in Honolulu. It was a Google Maps thing, yeah.
Yeah, that's like the easiest way to do things. You just move Google Maps, you know, just move it over a few miles and, you know, start doing another city.
Zoom in and find, yeah. I just pick a town, yeah.
I figured that out recently, I think after I quit the phone show.
Yeah. Well, remember, there was a time on Google Maps you could automatically have it call you and stuff. They got rid of that because people were...
Yeah. Hi, I can barely hear you. This is Paul from the corporate office. I'm calling you to do the weekly customer survey.
Okay.
Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Actually, we're empty right now.
Oh, there's nobody out in the parking lot?
Uh-uh.
Oh. Well, sounds like your phone's just all messed up anyway. I can barely hear you, or maybe you're just really soft-spoken.
No, this is the only phone we got.
If Laugh-Track Matt was on, he'd tell you to put some fucking bass in your voice. Grow some balls, maybe.
Oh, he didn't have
it. Oh, wow. Out, he didn't let me get any of that out, did he?
You put some bass in your mouth. What's the burning bush do in this game?
Oh, I don't know. It just
sits there.
Yeah. I mean, you know what burning bush is?
Well, from the Bible. I don't know the Simpsons version of it, no.
Yeah, it must be from an episode or something, but...
Yeah, I haven't really watched the Simpsons regularly for a few years, so...
I watched the one from 2 weeks ago. It had the two people from Portlandia in it, and it was a really good episode.
Yeah, was it? Yeah.
It was like, have you ever watched Portlandia?
No, I've heard of it, but I haven't... I haven't watched it.
Anyone listening, they pretty much turned the Simpsons... They turned Springfield into a Portland-type city, and... You know, everybody was hipsters and everything, and it was a really, I don't know, it was kind of clever, I guess.
Yeah. I used to have every single episode on VHS.
VHS.
7-Eleven on Pond. Devin.
Hi, this is Greg from the corporate office. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
Yeah, let me see if one of them wants to talk to you real quick.
Okay, yeah, they get a free hot dog or soft drink.
Hello? Yes, hi, Charlie? Hey, yes, hi, this is the corporate office. We're doing a customer survey. How are you tonight?
Okay.
That's good. Were you going to, are you a member of our, if you have time to do the survey, we have 3 questions. And if you have time to complete the survey, we can give you a free item. Were you planning on getting hot dogs or what were you buying today?
Milk.
Milk? I think we can swing that. Is it, what kind of milk you got? Number two milk?
A gallon of 2%. Hold on before you charge us for that. Yeah. So you're saying if I answer 3 questions, okay, let's do this then.
All right. The first question is are you a member of a rewards program? And I think you said you're not.
No, not to my knowledge. No.
Okay. Well, when you're checking out, ask them to give you one of the rewards cards. 7-Eleven douchebag.
Rewards cards.
The douche card. Tell them.
They don't do that here.
Okay. Well, we'll get you one. We can get you one. All right. The second question is: would you be offended? We're thinking about starting to roll out some of our own adult magazines and novelties inside the stores. Would you be opposed if we were selling adult magazines in front of the counter again, like we used to?
No, not at all. You probably should do that now. You don't have gas pumps, so you don't have to close the store down.
There you go. Yeah. So we're going to sell adult magazines, lubricants, and like dildos and stuff like that. That wouldn't offend you at all.
Sure. Not at all.
Right. Okay, are you a registered Republican, Democrat, or neither?
No.
What do you mean, no?
No, I'm registered, but not for not a particular party.
No, you're independent?
Yes, sir.
And who did you vote for in the last election?
Probably the last time I voted was Ross Perot.
Ross Perot, about 92 or 96?
Oh, probably. It's been a while.
It's been a while for you? Okay.
I would say yes.
Okay, that's good. That's good. Where was it going to go with this? Oh, man, I don't forget. Oh, Steve. Oh, Jesus.
Oh, yeah, I take that back. Oh, Hillary Clinton there. I did vote, a few years back. It's been a little more recent than that.
You voted for Hillary for president in the primaries then?
Oh, absolutely.
She didn't run in the general election. All right. That's good.
No,
all right.
She didn't, but, they sent you some ballots in the mail when I lived in Arizona.
Yeah, illegal ballots?
It was by mail at the house, sir. Yeah. So we didn't even have to go to the polls. It was all early.
Oh, those are probably illegal ballots.
Oh, man. Well, I doubt that, but...
Oh, all right. Well,
they had prepaid postage, so...
They had prepaid postage on and everything?
Sure.
Great. Okay. All right. So, well, thanks for answering the questions. And so you got your gallon of milk. Now, what you're going to get is you get 2 minutes to go around the store and grab everything as much as you can in your hands. And anything
you're funny,
that you...
I said, you're funny now, aren't you?
No. You actually win the spree. Actually, as a matter of fact, you're the 1,000th customer for the month, and it's the end of the year. So you can go around the store. We have
what's
a countdown. This is Cross Valente. I'm with the corporate office.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Yeah, but he's not going to get fired or anything. Does he know about this?
No. Well, I mean, we're the corporate. Of course, we're the corporate office. Yeah. So you have 2 minutes. This doesn't include any alcohol or tobacco, but you can grab anything you get in your hands in the next 2 minutes. We'll tell you when to start, and we'll tell him when to stop. And anything you grab is free. Are you ready to go?
Well, should I hand him the phone so he knows this? Because I don't feel like going to jail this evening. That's for sure.
Well, no, nothing's gonna. I'm gonna tell you time, and then you go and grab everything you want, and then he will tell you on the phone when time is up.
Okay.
You ready?
Hold on. Here he is.
Hello.
Yeah, go tell him that. Tell him. Could you tell him to go? Time. Tell him it's time.
What?
Can you tell him it's time? Tell him to go. It starts. Tell him to start.
To start?
Yes, right now.
Start what?
The spree. Tell him start.
Huh?
Start. Tell him
what are you
start.
Talking about?
Tell him go, start.
Go what? Start what?
Go start grabbing stuff. That's what. I tried.
That you just happened to get one that was just wouldn't fall for it.
Just right there. Oh man, my game crashed. Fuck.
Yeah, have you noticed that? Like, the Simpsons crashes. Like, it's the only program I've ever had for the iPhone that crashes.
So much,
like nothing ever crashes on my iPhone, and I had the iPhone 3 until just yesterday. I upgraded to the iPhone 4, and I figured that I bought an iPhone 4 so I could play Simpsons more efficiently.
No, you didn't. Really?
No. I needed a new iPhone, but yeah, it still does that. Like every once in a while, when you do certain things, it just shuts down.
Well, I had heard this game came out in October, and they took it off because it was crashing so much, and they made changes, and apparently they're. Wow, it's completely frozen.
Yep.
Shit.
Yep. Well, I'm glad it's just not just me. It's you too.
Yeah, you're good. Well, this is not good. Yep. The last time this happened, none of the buildings I made saved.
I need to keep this quiet, though. I can't let Android users know that my iPhone crashes, or I'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because they're Linux. Linux is Android. So
Linux and Android people, they just very religious about their devices.
Yeah, well, I use both, just so you know. I get that. iOS for tablet only and Android for phone only. That's it.
That reminds me. I want to get... Oh, no, I just left Maps to do this. Man, I suck. On Linux is garbage on Facebook, I want to give you a quote by Soliton from the chat room. He's like, this is what he said in one of the comment threads. He's like, eventually Linux will be the only operating system, so you all may as well get used to it. Evolution will take out Microsoft and Crapple.
Crapple. Right.
So everyone be waiting for that. That's going to come. Linux is going to completely wipe Apple and Microsoft off the map. We're not going to have a choice in operating systems anymore. It's all going to be Linux.
Yeah, when I first got the email that said you had suggested that page, I was like, Linux is garbage? What? Like, who would do such a thing? You know, and I really laughed at the Netflix stuff. Like, I didn't even know you couldn't watch Netflix on.
Yeah, I didn't know that either. I thought it worked in any browser.
You would think it would. It's just Flash running there, or HTML5, I guess. Stupid.
Yeah, I honestly don't hate Linux, but I wouldn't. I mean, why use it at home for normal things?
The only use I could find, I mean, it's cool, but I wouldn't make it my daily use unless, I mean, I've put it on laptops that really don't run anything good except for Linux, you know, after a laptop gets old.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's good, so you can get some use out of it.
Yeah. I have friends that are just, like just diehard Linux freaks, that they very much into Linux and ashamed to use Windows, but they still have to boot into Windows to play games and do certain things.
Yeah, that's the way it
they're,
is,
they're,
man.
Like, hardcore Linux people.
Yeah. So if you want to use who uses FaceTime? Do you ever use FaceTime? I don't know anybody on FaceTime, man.
Oh, no. No, a friend of mine was staying at my house a while back. She was using FaceTime to talk to her boyfriend every single night.
Can't you just use Skype? Isn't it the same thing?
Well, it's kind of convenient to be holding your phone. Oh, I mean, I guess Skype does the video thing, too.
Same thing, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
I guess they
just used it because it was there, I guess. That's the only person I've ever seen use it, ever.
Gotcha.
I don't even know if it's configured to use it. I've never had a friend to try it with.
Yeah, here another. I didn't know that they're re-releasing all the old school Final Fantasy games for iOS and Android. I had no idea they were doing that. Yeah, I got Final Fantasy III, which was a NES game. They redid it in 3D, and it's out for iOS. I've been playing that a lot too. Simpsons, I play Final Fantasy now.
That's crazy. That's just so awesome that you can do all this stuff now.
Yep.
Like my kids, they have their 3DSs and their Nintendo DSs, and you know they can play every single game on the NES, on the Super NES. I think they have all of the original Atari games on those things.
Really? Like emulated or like on a store?
Emulated. It's like one of those Ace cards I set up and.
That's cool. Well, I've been doing that on Android for a while. I've like my Android phone has my SD cards full of every single Atari ROM and NES, SNES.
Yeah, we've got that on our Wii too. We can play all of the original Atari 2600 games.
Yeah,
that's all cool. of the NES except for Duck Hunt because no light gun. But
yeah, well, you know, on Android, I play Duck Hunt, and instead of the light gun, you can just tap on the screen. It makes it really super easy though.
That's cool.
It's like playing Duck Hunt where you put the gun up against the TV. It's like cheating. So it's like you get a perfect score each time.
How all the games are now. If you have to shoot something, you hit the screen.
Yeah, exactly, man.
People have got it easy now.
Yeah, it's true.
Polaris
helped
me out, though. He sent me a Duck Hunt for an NES that someone else sent me.
Like the NES cart?
Yeah, he sent me the original game cartridge, Mario Brothers / Duck Hunt, and my son has an NES in his room now with a bunch of old NES games. It's kind of awesome.
Yeah, I have an NES. I bought one on there's a hardware store here that if you're moving out or you have a garage sale, they'll come in, they'll give you a few bucks and they'll take everything you don't sell. Or they'll go to houses that are being foreclosed and buy all the stuff out. And then they sell the shit really cheap afterwards. And I was walking downtown and I think they had two PS1s. I think I already talked about this recently. They had two PS1s, an NES and an SNES for sale. And I offered her $20 and she gave them to me. I'm like, fine. Yeah. Hell yeah. So I've got the NES in my closet. I don't even know if it works, but it's there. I just need games for it.
Yeah. It's been kind of cool playing it again. You know, like I haven't played it really since the late 80s or something.
Yep. 80s. Those are classic timeless games, man. Oh yeah! I had an Atari Jaguar.
My kids have every game system. You know, like Xbox, Wii, all the 3DSs, and all that crap. They still love playing the NES. They have a great time doing that.
Yeah, it's cool. Awesome. Well, what's next?
7-Eleven. Hopefully, I'm not calling. No, I'm not calling the same one. Let me try and get a customer again.
All right. try the shopping spree one. We'll see
if can I help you?
Hi, this is Daryl from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there we could just talk with and do a quick survey with?
No, not tonight.
Oh, is there nobody coming in right now? Or?
No.
Just pretty dead?
You'll just have to call back tomorrow. Thanks for calling by.
Well, hey.
What an asshole.
What the I wonder, that was in the same city. I wonder if they got warned about us.
That was pretty fast.
That kind of sounds like that could have happened.
Word gets around fast.
That's happened before, like with Domino's. They're like, oh, we just got warned by the other Domino's. We know what you're up to.
Yeah.
Call the police on you.
We're out to get you.
I can hear you playing your Simpsons thing the whole time you were talking to that last guy.
Yeah, I'm going to grab some of these sound effects for a soundboard.
They put out a text alert to all the 7-Eleven employees. Warning.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
Oh, that's great.
So great?
Did I reach 7-Eleven? Because you didn't answer with 7-Eleven.
Yeah, Argon 7-Eleven.
Okay, I thought I got the wrong number. I'm calling from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. Are you following me so far?
Marble Red, which one?
Marlboro Reds, I'm sorry. What? Hello? Are you having a seizure?
Fuck!
Fuck you, motherfucker. Sir?
Hello, sir. I'm calling from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey. I just need to talk to a customer so we can do a survey with them.
Oh, I got the wrong one. Put another one.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. So what's your answer? Could I please talk to a customer to do a survey?
My name is Harry.
Yeah, you're Harry. I'm calling from the corporate office with Southland, 7-Eleven Southland.
Yeah.
I'm calling to do a survey. Do you have a customer there? I need to talk to the customer.
Okay.
So yeah, just ask the customer if they want to do a survey and put them on the phone, please.
Okay.
Thank you. Come again. Are you asking them? Because I don't hear you asking.
I'm asking.
Are you asking a customer to do the survey and put them on the phone?
Yeah, I'm good working.
You're working?
Clean up in all the aisles.
Sir?
Hello?
Hi, is there a customer there?
Customer, no. Customer is going.
Oh, there was, like, you know, 12 minutes ago when I first started this conversation. You could have put him on. Is there a customer coming in?
Clean up in all the aisles.
Is there a customer outside coming in?
Yeah.
There is? Affirmative?
No customer here, no coming.
Yes, no. Yeah, Banchud?
Banchud?
Yeah, Banchud? Listen, if you're alone, let's get sexy. Will you have sister there for sex? Sister?
But you asking?
I'm asking about sister. You have a sister there? If you're alone, maybe we close the store and turn the lights down and have your sister, you know,
we
sister?
Push the button that brings the disco ball down from above the ceiling tiles.
Yeah. Oh, you speak only, okay?
Yeah, put... Do you have a customer there? Is there a customer?
Hey, what the?
Customer, no here.
Really?
Customer is going.
Go chase the customer.
For like 5 minutes.
Go get them. Say, hey.
I no understand my boss call. I have no understanding, but you asking.
Banchud.
Banchud.
Banchud, Motherchud. You know that?
Teri maari lan, teri di maari fuddi, teri di.
Teri maari lan.
ਤੇਰੀ ਮਾਰੀ ਤੇਰੀ ਲੰਮ ਤੇਰੀ ਭੈਣ ਦਾ ਤੇਰੀ ਛੋਲਾ ਕੌਣ ਸਾਲਾ
ਗਾਂਡੂ
ਤੇਰੀ ਮੰਨਾ ਮਾਰੀ ਤੇਰੀ ਦੀ ਲੰਮ ਤੇਰੀ ਦੀ ਕੁੱਤਿਆ ਤੇਰੀ ਮੈਂ ਮਈਆ ਚੋਦਣੀ ਦੇਖੀ
ਸੂਪ ਮਰਨ ਦੀ ਫੁਆ
ਡਿਡ ਯੂ ਜਸਟ ਆਰਡਰ ਅ ਟੈਰਰਿਸਟ ਅਟੈਕ ਔਨ ਅਮਰੀਕਨ ਸੋਇਲ
ਫੱਕ ਫੱਕ ਦਿਸ ਮਨ
ਯਾ ਫੱਕ ਯੂ ਮਨ ਮੰਕੀ
ਨਾ ਦੇਖੀ ਖਾਨਦਾਨ ਚੋਦਣਾ ਪੂਰਾ ਟੋਟਲੀ ਲੰਗੇ ਕਰ ਕਰ ਆਫਿਸ ਤੇਰੇ ਵਿੱਚ ਹੀ ਆਫਿਸ ਜਿਹੜਾ ਤੇਰਾ ਚੂਪੇ ਲਵਾਉਂਗਾ ਹਾਏ ਚੂਪਿੰਗ ਚੂਪਿੰਗ ping pong mui pong ping pong
ping pong
tere bhyaunga
okay
could you write
all this down
elaborate on that please we need more information
okay
has that ever happened before
he understood that part I guess yeah oh shit
I think you just made some sort of a deal with a known terror.
I made a deal for opium. We have very good opium here.
Valeris is like, he's speaking in tongues.
The Holy Spirit took him over.
I think he just gave that man a religious experience. You should be happy about that.
Happy New Year.
What the hell was that?
I don't know, man. Anyone else know? Ping, ping, bong.
Oh, this one's closed. It says right on Google Maps.
Oh.
Oh, wow, I've been to that one. All right. Yeah, I should find another area. I'm all out of them here.
Yeah. Want to wrap it up? It's getting late. I just looked at the clock. It's 3:30. Holy shit.
It's only 12:30 here. I'm ready to go for another 8 hours or so.
Must be nice.
So if you know, if we're shutting down the show, it's all your fault.
Well, you can keep going.
I think I'm like, yeah, that's a great idea.
Third shift
to
nighttime.
Hey, you want to hear something fucked up?
Yeah.
When I worked at all these different convenience stores,
if you worked on a daylight savings day, third shift, they would actually dock your pay for 1 hour.
That's bullshit.
If they lost an hour, and they would increase your pay for an hour if you, you know, if you worked on the night where the clock went back or whatever.
Yeah, so then you'd want to work on the night when it, you want to work in the fall,
yeah,
right? You want to work that night, yeah, and you end up with a bonus hour for the year. Yeah,
I would get the shift where I lost an hour often because I was always the new employee. I never lasted that long.
Damn.
Which I didn't care because I just stole money out of the register to make up for it.
Yeah, exactly. You get your money somehow.
And they, they'd always tell me, they're like, well, you know what? You stay here 6 months and you'll be the one that works to get an extra hour. Get an extra $5 or whatever.
Okay, massa.
I should have just told him straight out, like, here's my counteroffer. I don't care. I'll just take money out of the register.
Yeah. How about I steal $5 out of the register? We're even. Yeah.
We should try maybe just like a couple more.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
Let's do like maybe like three tops.
All right. Let's do it.
South Seattle, like Kent area, Washington, Tacoma. Here we go. We're getting into Polkja's area. I'm giving out her docs to telling everyone where she lives.
Polkja.
All right. I'll try and get one on the phone for you. Do the same old shtick. I just thought more people would... Hi, this is Steven from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
How are you today?
Oh, pretty good. I'm just calling to do the weekly customer survey. Do you have a customer in there that we could do the quick survey with?
I've got a few. Give me a second. Let's see somebody.
Oh, yeah.
To talk to you.
Yeah, just let them know they can get a free soft drink or hot dog or whatever.
Okay. Magazine.
Can I do a survey for a free hot cigarettes. Dog or coffee?
No. Tank of gas.
The gentleman here just said, no, that's okay.
Oh, okay.
Well,
yeah, we
tell
could,
him. We could tell up, him no survey, no sale.
No, we could up the offer to a pack of Marlboros if he wants to do that way.
Yeah, we can do that. Hold on, for a pack of cigarettes. No. All right. Yeah, I'll have him come around here.
Okay. Hopefully he'll be louder than you. I can barely hear you.
Oh, he'll be right here.
Okay, great. I can't wait.
Hello. Hello.
Yes. Yes. Hi, sir. Were you? Hi, we're going to see if you want to do our customer survey for a free carton of cigarettes.
Oh, a free carton?
Yeah, what do you smoke usually? Marlboros?
Marlboro 100s.
Menthol or regulars?
Regulars.
All right, sure, yeah, we could do that. All right, are you behind the counter now?
Yeah.
All right, okay, so the three questions. Number one, are you a member of our customer loyalty rewards program, the card?
No, I don't have a card, though.
Okay, that's fine. Well, we can get one later. And the
you
second question...
You want to talk to Richard?
No. And that's it. Now, and you can get the free... If you can grab the carton.
Okay.
Do you see it there?
I'll give it to Richard and you tell him, okay?
Oh, you tell him.
But we haven't done the survey yet. You still have to do the survey to get the free cigarettes.
Okay, what do I do now?
All right. So, if you're not a loyalty member, would you be interested if we were selling adult magazines there again, like we used to? Would you buy any, or would you be offended?
Well, I don't read those.
Would you be offended if we sold them now?
No, I don't want to get them.
Okay, but would it upset you, or would it be okay? You just wouldn't ignore them. You would ignore them.
Well, that's okay. I'd rather. No.
Okay, and then the next question is, do what now?
Sir?
Yeah, are you stupid?
Here's Richard.
Oh, wait, no, sir, it's multiple choice. Do what now?
How you doing?
Oh, hey, we just need to finish the survey. It'll just one more question with him.
Right.
One more,
What's the last question?
Oh, no, we have to ask him here so we can write it down. Just one more for the free cigarettes.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Sir, hello. This is I'm Gary.
Yes.
Hi. We have a computer here that detects, alcohol levels and voices, and we've detected that you're drunk. And I hope you're not. Are you driving?
No. I don't. I'm not even. I don't drink liquor, and I don't drive.
Oh.
You smoke marijuana?
I've been drinking coffee. I just got coffee. I better let you go.
No.
Oh, do you want a carton of cigarettes, sir?
Well, if it's okay with you.
Yeah, go ahead. Can you put Richard on the line? We'll make it happen. All right. And yeah, go ahead.
Okay.
All right.
Richard.
Hello? Yes, sir.
Hi, Richard. Yeah, go ahead and give him that carton of Marlboro 100s.
Okay.
All right. And that's it. There you go.
All right, sir. Have a great day.
Sir, just save the receipt. Save the receipt for the Marlboro 100s.
Okay, and what do I write on there, sir?
Just write. Oh, sorry, go ahead. Yeah. I'm sorry, mister.
No, it's going to come out of your paychecks. Put that down.
All right. Have a good day.
All right, cool. I don't know. What were you going to say? I jumped in there. Sorry.
I don't know. I was just going to say, right, free.
Free. Free.
Survey. Do you think he did it? I mean, he sounded like he's going to do it, but they
both sounded like idiots, so I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, what the hell was that? I was playing Dueling Banjos again in the background.
Very appropriate.
Oh, and I accidentally played some of I Dream of Jeannie in the background by accident in the beginning.
It's appropriate,
stupid me.
Too.
Stupid, stupid, stupid.
It's all right. Don't beat yourself up.
We got two left to call. All right. Yeah, yeah.
Do it.
All right. As you play Simpsons. I think on the Christmas Eve show, didn't I play Simpsons the entire time?
You said you did. I don't know if that was true.
I'm pretty sure for the most part I played it nonstop. I haven't played it at all tonight because I'm in control of the calls, so I can't. Yeah. I don't have that level of mind. You know, I can't.
Multitasking and this.
Calling 7-Eleven, how can we help you?
Hi, this is Daniel from the corporate office. I'm calling to do the weekly customer
service.
Hi, can you hear me?
What? He lies.
That doesn't count.
Nope, it does not.
Well, wait, let me... Ah, fuck it. Yeah, I love the poo noises on that other call.
Yeah.
All right, listeners, keep your fingers crossed. This may be the last call. Maybe I can talk Carlito into one more.
Maybe.
Because that one, I don't know if that one counted just now.
I don't think it did.
Have me?
Hi, this is Kevin from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you forgot to say 7-Eleven when you picked up. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a customer in there I could speak with? You can tell them they get a free drink.
Huh? Which one?
I'm sorry, what was that?
What?
Okay, did you understand anything I just said?
Huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey.
Mm.
Do you have a customer there I could speak with? For the survey.
Hello?
Is this a customer?
Yes, it is.
Okay, I need to put you on the phone with our survey leader guy, and I'm going to put Carlito on. Cross, I mean.
Oh.
And it's going to be a survey. You get free stuff.
Okay.
Yes, hi. This is Mr. Carlito, the survey guy. We're doing a corporate survey. Congratulations. You've been selected. I hope you're having a happy new year so far. Were you coming in for food or drinks or both?
Today we're just coming in for some beers and cigarettes.
Beers and cigarettes. Excellent. What brand? Do you smoke Marlboros or Camels or what?
Camel Crush.
Okay, excellent. Would you be interested in a free carton of those?
Sure.
All right. We just need to answer get two more questions. We're thinking about starting to sell adult novelties and magazines again in the store like we used to.
Right.
Would you be offended if we had adult magazines in front of the counter?
Yes, just for the simple fact that there's a lot of kids that come into this 7-Eleven.
Okay.
On a daily basis. There's a lot of parents that bring their kids in here, and if they see that, they're going to be like, Mommy, what's that? And that would be somewhat offensive.
We would cover the covers would be covered with plastic, so you wouldn't be able to see what they are. It would just be a label that says what it is. Would that still offend you if you couldn't see the pictures?
Well, if you couldn't see it, then, then it would be acceptable.
Okay, now, the one magazine that in particular we're looking, corporately we're starting it ourselves. It's called 7-Eleven's Big Fat Black Nigger Pussy Lips. Would that offend you?
No, it wouldn't.
You wouldn't have a problem with big, flat, black nigger pussy lips?
Nope.
All right. Would you buy this magazine, Big Fat Black Nigger Pussy Lips?
Yep.
You would?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go. Go ahead. Can you tell the gentleman you like your free carton of cigarettes?
Yeah, this is a prank call, huh?
No, not at all. No, this is serious. We actually are releasing our own line of novelty items and magazines and things like that.
Hold on.
Don't hang up. Don't listen to him.
I guess he's gone.
I'm sorry I used the N-word. I know this is moderation.
Yeah, it offends me pretty badly. Yeah.
It's like Michael Richards yelling the N-word.
All right. Well, last one. Just one more.
Last one.
Okay. No more after this. Unless it's disconnected. A good one. Then it doesn't count.
All right.
Okay. Or if he's foreign.
Ha! Ha!
You got the iPad, right?
Yeah.
Oh, that must be nice. I have to scroll all over the place on my phone.
It's big.
Yeah, you're compensating for things I don't have to compensate for.
My small phone.
I remember one night for one of my shows, I played the Plants vs. Zombies theme song. I just played it straight from my phone for the entire, 3 hours or whatever.
That works, yeah.
it's still ringing. It's still ringing. I didn't do a new one or anything crazy like that. I can't believe nobody called in. Like, not a single person called in.
Yeah, that's a record.
Like they didn't even try. Nobody called in. I would have taken calls.
Not even Zyklon.
Could have been a fun New Year's conference, but whatever, you guys. If you don't want to talk to us, whatever.
Fine. Tombstone. Maybe we'll shut off the calling in.
Yeah, Tombstone wanted to call in. Oh, and I tried to call him before because you were running late. I was going to start the show with him. I was like, fuck Carlito. But
I didn't even know he was around anymore because I blocked him months ago because he wouldn't shut up.
No, he started meds or something. He sounds better these days.
Did he get laid finally so he can stop asking me to get him laid?
That's all I can think. Later, he's on new meds.
God.
They upped his dosage.
He's like, I'm in Canada. How am I going to get you laid? Get me laid.
I heard Rappy, McRapperson, he was calling me. He's like, what do I do about this guy? He won't. He texts me. He calls me. He won't stop.
Oh, man. Rappy.
It's still ringing. I'm pretty sure it's still ringing. Hold on. I think it's still ringing. Yeah,
it's going to beep. Looks beep, like beep, it's, beep.
No, I think you're hearing things. Look,
I'm hearing things.
It's ringing. Yeah,
I know what you're doing. Okay, I'm preoccupied.
Hey, not Brad.
Hey, you said no one called in, so I had to change that.
Thanks for
thanks.
Proving me a liar.
You're here.
We got to go on for another hour now.
Exactly.
Hello? I'm calling from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yes?
I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey.
Yes, sir?
Do you have a customer there that I could speak with to do the survey with?
Yes, sir?
I'm calling to do a customer survey. Is there a customer in the store?
Yes, sir?
I need to talk to the customer. I'm calling from the corporate office.
Hello?
Hi.
Oh, my God.
Is this an overseas call center that I reached?
Fuck.
God damn it. Hey, since not Brad's here, can we just call one more, Carlito? Just one more?
Oh, I guess. Oh, you and your rules.
Yes.
You didn't read your contract. I mean, that's clearly stated on section 4, line 3.
I don't read contracts. I just sign.
If you want your $30 for the night, just one more. I mean, come on, we did like 5.5 hours Christmas Eve.
True.
7-Eleven, it's Vanessa.
Hi, this is James from the corporate office with 7-Eleven. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey.
Okay.
Do you have a customer there I could speak with to do the quick survey with?
No, actually, I don't buy your joke. Have a great night.
You don't buy my joke?
Oh.
Dun, 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 dun.
Bitch, please.
Smart one there in a plantation.
Where's my goddamn sound effects?
I don't buy your jokes.
Man, I don't even have sound effects on here anymore.
I don't buy your jokes.
I don't buy your joke.
There, that's good enough.
There you go. So, well, you guys can keep going. I really, because I can't, man. If I don't go to sleep now, I'll lose my day.
All right, well, Carly, I'll let you go as long as we try one more, because that one didn't count.
Oh, Jesus.
Just last one. Like, there's not going to be any more after this. And I'm going to go, too. I got to go. I'm tired. Last one. No exceptions.
This one hurt.
This one has 3 reviews, and they're all positive.
7-Eleven?
Hi, this is Mark from the corporate office. I'm calling to do the weekly customer survey.
Yeah?
Do you have a customer in there I could speak with?
No customer right now.
There's none coming in or anything?
No.
Can you go outside and just pull someone inside? Like, just go outside on the street and just find a random person?
Grab them by the neck.
No, but I can't see anybody outside. It's all stores all dead right now.
Do you have a cordless phone? Can you walk out to the edge of the parking lot?
Yeah, I can see the whole parking lot. Nobody's there.
Banshood.
Yeah, who your name is?
Oh, my name is Sister. My name is Sister. My name is Sister. I'm calling from the corporate office with 7-Eleven.
Yeah.
Do you know? We're showing that the alarm. We're having an issue with the alarm system. We're gonna need to do a reset on that. Do you know where the circuit breakers are? The big gray box on the wall.
No.
But, you know, it's the power switches to shut off the power, because we have to reset the power to make the alarm to fix it all. Oh, he's gone.
No, I don't know why it is saying that.
Right now it says you're getting robbed. Are you getting robbed right now?
No, it's not saying that. Do you know where the back room is? Like, where we keep
I know the back room.
And there's a big gray box on the wall with switches?
Yeah.
Yeah, the circuit breaker box, the fuse box.
You want me to call the police right now?
No, that's ridiculous. Why would you call the police?
Can you call your mother to come kiss me?
Okay, but I have a good one.
Sir, we're gonna need your mother to kiss us on the penis.
Oh.
Okay, but
do you want me to call police?
Yeah, thanks for that.
Yeah, go ahead. Sure. You said last one. Last one. He even insulted us. That counts.
Yep. I guess that's it. I'm just gonna do that for an hour.
What a hoe. Alright, I'm leaving. See you guys.
Everyone watch the Madhouse stream for the Christmas Eve show soon. I'll try and get that edited tomorrow. I'm gonna help you, Carlito. I'm gonna help you get your stream caught up.
We'll figure it out together.
Yep. It'll be amazing. All right,
bye, Brad, and bye, not Brad.
Bye-bye, Carlito.
Yeah, thanks for... Yeah, that was great. That was awesome.
Have fun. Thanks for having things. Me.
Softly through the sun.